And we're back on Medical Monday right here on eRadio with ophthalmologist Dr. Dylan Joseph. Today we're busting a lot of myths, and we've got about six left to bust. The next one, Dr. Joseph, LASIK cannot treat myopia and astigmatism or hyperopia and astigmatism.
Yeah, so those are the combination visual errors that we talked about earlier. Now, whether you've got a combination of short-sightedness and the astigmatism, or far-sightedness and the astigmatism, the laser profiles, or the intelligence within the lasers, combines these profiles so that it can actually treat them individually, one after the other in the same sitting, or it can actually treat them in a combined fashion. And the lasers that we use now, depending on our profile that we input into the laser actually simultaneously treats your short-sightedness and astigmatism, or your far-sightedness and astigmatism, to give you the result that you're looking for. And included in that is presbyopia. We just change the targets that we're looking at. So if we want to give you near vision in the one eye, more distance vision in the other, to blend it, we input that into the laser system, and the program behind that that drives the laser, develops the laser program, and treats all of that simultaneously.
Wow, that's fascinating. The next one, Doctor, LASIK cannot be done if you wear hard contact lenses.
So hard contact lenses were traditionally used many years ago to treat not only myopia or short-sightedness, but astigmatism as well, or a combination of those two. The thing about a hard contact lens is it does change the shape of your cornea. So if you're considering laser vision correction, the one prerequisite for hard contact lens wearers is that you need your lenses out for 2 to 3 weeks. And I know it's a long time, so you're going to have to be in spectacles for 2 to 3 weeks before considering an evaluation to see if you're a candidate for laser vision correction. Soft contact lens users, they're out a day or two, and we often get a good understanding of the corneal shape with the soft contact lenses. But the problem with the hard ones is that they can warp or change the dynamics or the structure, the architecture of the cornea, which may give us false values when we look at the scans if the lenses are just taken out. So can we laser hard contact lens users? Absolutely. Just as long as they're out of the eye for 2 to 3 weeks prior to evaluation, we have a look at the scans, and if the scans are within normal parameters, we can certainly work on a treatment program.
The next myth we're going to bust is LASIK causes dry eyes.
I think this is also in the realm of the myth that LASIK can't treat astigmatism. When we counsel patients, we often have to tell them about dry eyes, especially if they've got dry eyes. In fact, not often have to, we always have to. We always look for dry eyes first, and if patients have dry eyes for whatever the reason, we have to treat the dry eyes aggressively before considering vision correction. So laser vision correction can temporarily cause a dry surface. We actually call it transient eye discomfort syndrome. As a result of laser vision correction, that can last up to 9 months. However, if it lasts longer than that, there's always an underlying comorbidity or an underlying problem that needs to be treated or addressed. Now, traditionally, the surface treatments like PRK, photorefractive keratectomy, were often reserved for patients with dry eye because it was thought that the nerve plexus of the eye wasn't disturbed as much as it is with LASIK. And LASIK, remember, we're using in older days a keratome or a blade to make a flap in the cornea. Nowadays, with our modern-day femtosecond lasers, we can make ultra-thin flaps. And there's been good documented publications that show that on thin flap LASIK procedures created with a femtosecond laser, the outcome or the incidence of dry eye postoperatively is identical to that of PRK or the surface treatments. So it is getting a little bit technical, but with the advent of modern technology and modern femtosecond lasers which we use, the incidence of postoperative dry eye is identical and it is treatable. So it's always temporary as a result of laser vision correction. If it lasts longer, then we need to treat it aggressively and we need to look for underlying causes. But most of those underlying causes are often ruled out in the preoperative assessment. And if we find dry eye, we treat it aggressively. But no, laser does not cause long-term dry eye and indefinite dry eye. If we pick these things up at the preoperative assessment, it's important to treat those first. And dry eye per se then is not a contraindication to having laser vision correction. We've just got to make sure that that condition's treated well first.
Dr. Joseph, I think the next one is one that's a concern for many, that LASIK is painful.
Oh, the eye is a very sensitive organ, and people often think, and I've often had patients tell me after the surgery that the thing that worried them the most, funnily enough, was how on earth are they going to keep their eyes open during the procedure?
Mm.
So firstly, you don't have to worry about that. We open your eyes for you. We have a little lid separating device there, and your blink mechanism is taken away completely because you've got anesthetic drops on your eye. Plus, we give you a Valium before the procedure to really relax you and calm you down. And because your blink reflex is gone and the surface of your eye is numb, you absolutely do not feel any pain. There is no pain during the procedure. At some stage, you might feel a little bit of pressure when the flap is being created, but undoubtedly no pain during LASIK. Depending on whether you've had LASIK or PRK, there is some discomfort after the procedure. With LASIK, it's usually the first 3 to 4 hours. Not more usually than 24 hours. And with a surface treatment like PRK, you can feel like you've got a bit of sand or grit in your eyes for the first 2 to 3 days. But after that, it's a very quick recovery in terms of discomfort. But certainly no pain during the procedure. We don't have any needles, any injections, any blades near the eye whatsoever. And you can be rest assured that there is no pain.
That's good to know. Next one, I'm too old for LASIK.
So let's go back to what is too old or too young. So, we many people think we can't have laser vision correction if we're presbyopic, so over 40 or 50. Or if we're 50, we must have some sign of cataracts. Or even 60, we must have a form of cataract. So we've got very, very intelligent machines in our clinics today that measure scatter off the eye and can detect whether there's any changes in the lenses. And if you're 50 years old or 45 or 60 and there's no signs of cataract, then there's no reason why you can't consider a laser vision correction procedure. And on the other end of the spectrum, at 18, you know, you've been in contact lenses or spectacles, and you'd like to explore your options, then there's no time like the present. A lot of people believe, and this is another myth, Ion, that I'd like to just chat about with regards that end of the spectrum at 18. People believe that your vision needs to be stable for 2 years prior to considering vision correction. That is a myth in itself. When we do laser vision correction or correct whatever refractive error you have on or inside the eye, by doing that, we're actually halting the growth of the eye or taking away the stimulus for growth of the eye and stabilizing the vision by actually doing the procedure. Whereas often staying in spectacles for extended periods of time can cause continual lengthening of the eye, which causes continual induction of short-sightedness or myopia. So that's another really big myth that people believe. And essentially, no, you don't have to be, you're never too old for a vision correction procedure. And we will be able to tell you with our diagnostic equipment whether we're going to be doing a laser procedure outside the eye or a lens-based procedure. And even if you've had a lens-based procedure, here's another myth, is people believe that you can't have laser on top of that. As a refractive surgeon, it's one of my drives. I mean, 8 to 10% of people after cataract surgery are not going to be on visual target for a number of reasons. And then there's no reason why they shouldn't be. So we can go and touch their vision up with laser vision correction after they've had their human lenses removed. That's actually a great discussion and a topic on its own.
Doctor, I think the next one, we as humans, of course, are afraid of the unknown, things we don't know. And therefore, it makes sense that people would say LASIK is not safe, that it would be a concern for them. Maybe there's a fear that they could go blind or something could go wrong.
Yeah. So worldwide, there's about 60 million laser vision correction procedures that have been done. And yes, there's risk involved. And we need to, as clinicians, explain risk versus benefit. And the patient at the end of the day has to weigh up risk benefit and say, are they ready to do a procedure? But there's never been a documented case in the 60 million procedures done of total blindness. Yes, there are cases of decreased best corrected vision, which often, if they're done in a institute that is solely focused on laser, can be corrected. But when you look at the safety profiles of laser vision correction. It is the most commonly performed elective medical procedure in the world. It is the most peer-reviewed procedure in the world. So it's the most papers written on laser vision correction compared to any other medical procedure. So it is scrutinized incredibly, and the safety parameters have tightened. Diagnostic parameters and inclusion parameters for surgery have gotten so tight. More and more people are subspecialty trained in laser vision correction nowadays. And as I said 2 weeks ago, laser vision correction is actually such a niche procedure that that it's almost being separated from ophthalmology as a separate speciality. Obviously, we have to go through ophthalmology to get there, but it is that detailed is becoming such a studied procedure that it's a subspecialty on its own.
And just one more before we wrap it up. The last one, quite an interesting one. Ophthalmologists don't have the procedure done themselves. Well, obviously not yourself.
Well, that would be an interesting thing trying to push the foot pedal while lying under your own laser. It's a great question, and I think the biggest advocates for the procedure are the people that are performing it, aren't we? And recent studies have shown that more than 50-60% of ophthalmologists with refractive errors, so meaning wearing spectacles or contact lenses, have themselves undergone the procedure with another colleague. And these same studies show that more than 90% of ophthalmologists will in fact advocate the procedure to their family members and friends. That's how much we believe in the procedure. That's how much we know it changes your quality of life. So if there is any doubt as to whether doctors as well, outside of ophthalmology or ophthalmologist himself, undergo the procedure, absolutely not. I've done many, many colleagues, many doctors, they all believe in the procedure as much as I do. And at the end of the day, we're the greatest advocates for it. And you have to believe in the procedure yourself if you're going to perform it. And when we see the outcomes that we do, then it's hard not to believe in a procedure that changes the quality of your life.
Exactly. And there we have it from Dr. Dylan Joseph himself. Hopefully today is going to help putting your mind at ease and help answer your questions. Finally, some myth busting done on the Medical Monday today. Dr. Joseph, how do we get in touch with you?
Jan, our website is www.drdylanjoseph.com. Our email address is info@drdylanjoseph.com, and our office numbers in Knysna are 044-150-0085. We're also found on Instagram, on Facebook, and we have a YouTube channel running as well, where we actually explain a lot of the ophthalmic or the surgical procedures and answer a lot of questions related to dry eye and laser vision correction, cataract surgery. So please go and visit those pages, and hopefully you can find a wealth of information that could make your journey to visual correction a lot more comfortable.
Dr. Joseph, thank you so much as always. It's been very insightful, and looking forward to next Monday.
Absolutely. Have a great week, Jan, and thanks for the chat.
And to you. Thanks, Doctor. Cheers.